make a few points in reference to what's going on prior to the time that Dr. Mack called me from Chicago and requested a meeting with Dr. Kinley and myself. And Dr. Kinley requested that I also invite Academic Drewlar, Dr. Gary Mathers, and our president, Dr. Carter Grove, to this meeting. On January 18, 1974, I received this letter from Dr. Macklin. It says, "Dear Dr. Harris, greetings in the bond of peace. Grace, love, mercy, peace, and joy from Yahweh our Father through his blessed Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Enclosed is a paper entitled The Adamic Transgression. This particular subject, in certain perspectives, has caused major controversy. This is the reason why I have been inspired to write about it. In order to reconcile all differences due to this particular controversy, a definite, specific, conclusive judgment is requested. Please analyze this writ politically, and in doing so, please answer in writing all necessary corrections. This decision must come from your office due to reluctance and non-acceptation from lower offices on other subjects. Also, please give a copy of this writ to Dr. Kinley, and please ask him if he would give specific comment to be included with your answer. I am humbly requesting a response regarding this matter as soon as possible, as it is necessary to bring about reconciliation for iniquity. Thanking you in advance for your full cooperation in response to my request. Your brother, eternally, Dr. Alfonso Macklin." Now, on February 6, 1974, after allowing Dr. Kinley to read this paper entitled The Adamic Transgression, and also Dr. Gross read it, and I read it myself, we got together and wrote a letter back to Dr. Alfonso Macklin, which I'll read to you. Now, I can understand that you may not realize why these particular points are made in regard to this paper, since you haven't, two of you have not read the paper. But anyway, we'll go ahead and read the letter that he sent back to me. February 6, 1974. "Dear Dr. Macklin, I received your letter and your paper entitled The Adamic Transgression a few days ago, and according to your request that I reply as soon as possible, I am herewith submitting my analysis of your paper. I have also complied with your request that Dr. Kinley analyze this paper, and his comments are embodied as one with mine. I certainly hope that there is peace and accord there in your branch school, and what differences that might exist be cleared up as soon as possible, so that all might be fully prepared for the soon to be revelation of Yahshua the Messiah from heaven. I cannot overemphasize the importance and urgency of this reconciliation of one with another in Yahshua the Messiah. Overall, your paper was good, and it is apparent that much study and preparation went into getting it into type. You deserve our commendations. However, there are certain discrepancies and irregularities that tend to subtract from this worthwhileness, and we are enumerating these along with examples and corrections with the hope that you will accept these criticisms in the spirit of brotherly love in Yahshua the Messiah. Number one, you captioned your paper, The Adamic Transgression. This is an error, for as the Apostle Saul wrote, and Adam was not this people, but the woman being deceived, loves in the transgression of 1 Timothy 2:14. A better caption would be the Edenic transgression. Number two, you made statements which can be challenged by those versed in the contents of the Bible. For example, the reason why this is important, this is a quote, the reason why this is important is that the mystery of iniquity which caused the fall of Adam is an invisible spirit creature. Page 1, line 12. Whereas Adam's fall was simply caused by his disobedience to the commandment of Yahweh Elohim, Genesis 2:13-14, and Genesis 3:11-17, and Romans 5:19. Another example, you stated on page 1, line 28, the rebellion against this name, Yahshua the Messiah, caused the expulsion of Adam from the garden. Here again, the Bible shows that disobedience to the commandment of Yahweh caused the expulsion of Adam from the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:17-24. Number three, you made other statements which are obvious biblical quotes, but you did not designate them as such, and thereby give the reader the impression that they are your statements. For example, remember, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to Yahweh must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Page 1, line 10. Another example, this would produce faith, which is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Page 1, line 15. Another example, remember there is none other name under heaven given whereby we must be saved, neither is there salvation in any other name save in the name of Yahshua Messiah. 8:1-9:26. Number four, you made a reference to the true Son of Yahweh in righteousness and the true Son of Yahweh in perdition. 8:1-9:20. Such a reference is definitely misleading and ambiguous, for it is impossible for one to get the idea that the true Son of Yahweh was righteous and also in perdition. You should have specified that the son of perdition was Satan or the devil, John 17:12, 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Yours in Yahshua Messiah, Robert Harris, M.D., so forth. Now, evidently, it's in regard to this letter that Dr. Macklin is here. I'll turn the meeting over to him now, and he can make whatever comments that he would like to make in regard to why he wanted to come to Los Angeles to talk to us about it.
We have a letter about this. The reason why I wanted to come, because we've made recent changes in our executive staff back in the state of Illinois, which I have not forwarded, you know, copies of these changes to the executive branch here as yet. But Dr. James Tompkins has been chosen appointed as the director of technical writing in the state of Illinois. The director of technical writing. In other words, if any particular pamphlets are written, you know, for the state of Illinois, or if anybody else chooses to write anything in regards of fly paper, leaflet, or something like that, that's in regard to doctrine, then he is the one that will check it and scrutinize it with my final approval. Now, in doing this, whatever we put out, that is a matter of life and death. Now, we would want to be absolutely sure as to what we're putting out in reference to doctrine. Now, in as much as this is going to be done, and in receiving the experience that I have in reference to the corrections on this paper, which I asked Dr. Harris for and I appreciate, however, there are some questions that I have on the corrections. Now, I stated in the paper
preliminary to work these. I think it's necessary to get any work at this point. Because to proceed without a correction in the proper place is out of order, I would say. Mm-hmm. Now, anything that any of the schools put out so far as writing according to the doctor, it should be submitted to the general counsel here in California before it is put out in the state. Sent here for oversight and look at it so that it will not be out of harmony with what we teach in the schools.
Right.
So I suggest then, if you say that he has been appointed technical writer and like that for the state of Illinois, and that with your final approval, I think it should be extended on to the general counsel here,
mm-hmm.
see, for final approval before it is adopted
mm-hmm.
and put out in the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was right in order with what, you know, I'm saying here, that one of the points that I was going to get to as I proceeded. This is one of the reasons why I sent this paper, you know, to the state. Now, this paper was written before he was appointed in the position. But now, in as much as the corrections that are stated in the letter, which was not fully comprehended on my part, this is the reason why I wanted to come here and get full assurance and better clarifications to the correction, so that whatever I write is a part of me, and I would naturally be teaching it out there, and I would want to be correct in what I was teaching, and that is the reason why I came here, to receive counsel on further necessary correction.
Could I just say this? This might save a lot of time as mm-hmm. far as getting an understanding of this concern. Now, the criticisms or corrections that we made in regard to your paper, mm-hmm. they certainly, on my part, nor Dr. Kennedy's part, I don't think, were intended as a lack of understanding on your part.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is, when you're writing, you see, you have to be polytechnical about everything that you say. Dr. Kennedy has, and Dennis is a witness to this, more so than I am. When we're writing the first edition of the book and the second edition of the book, sometimes it would take him 3 or 4 days to phrase one sentence. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see, because every word is important,
mm-hmm.
see, because somebody that's reading that, you may know what you want to say,
mm-hmm.
but the way the thing is written, it may give a different impression to the one that's reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So consequently, you have to be real careful about how you make statements.
Mm-hmm.
And the corrections that we made of your paper were more from that standpoint,
mm-hmm.
you see, that the expressions you made were made in a way that might give a misconception about what you did.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I believe that you, and I know that you know better,
mm-hmm.
yourself,
mm-hmm.
but it's the way that you phrase things mm-hmm. that makes the difference. Now, in the paper there, for instance, you mentioned time and time again about Adam was not deceived, but Eve was in the transgression,
mm-hmm.
which reptiles also made.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, I know you know that,
mm-hmm.
you see, but your paper captioned the Adamic transgression,
mm-hmm.
you see? And so consequently, that was one of the criticisms that we made. And the quotes that you made, anytime you make a biblical quote, you see, it should be listed as such that that's where that quote is coming from, or that expression is coming from, because somebody that's familiar with the Bible and you have not given credit to where the quotation comes from, you see, then they may think that you're trying to take credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't made that yourself. And just such things like that.
Mm-hmm. I think that this teaches me that I should have clarified better. This particular writ was really not to be gone out, you know, to anybody else. But we had a controversy on it back there in the state. You know what I'm talking about? As I said in the paper. And it was written to this extent that whatever discrepancies were in what was being taught could be reconciled here at the executive branch, here in the state of California, and forwarded back to Illinois. Now, what I had promised the people was, I says, well, what I'll do is that I'll write a letter to go along with the writ, requesting corrections. Then what I'll do is get Xerox copies of the answers from Dr. Harris, give everybody a writ, you see, and furnish everybody with all necessary information so that we would be reconciled on what was going on. But now when I received the particular letter back, there were some things that I didn't understand. And I'm not here, you know, on an argumentative basis. I want to be clear on what I'm doing to receive direction in whatever area that I'm teaching in, so that we all will be in harmony. In other words, we claim all the time that Illinois, New York, and Ohio, and California, one thing that is unique about this school is that we all teach the same thing. And that is my primary reason for being here. Now, in the way, inasmuch as the technicalities upon the way a thing that is expressed, there's one question I'd like to ask, please, to get a clarification on was this. And that is the caption. Now, first, I'd like to read just a line from this statement. Yahweh Elohim appeared to Moses and the prophets, then to John on the Isle of Patmos, and last of all, to the writer of Elohim, the archetype pattern of the universe. The latter spoken of is the initiating principle of what is contained in this writ. In other words, the only thing that I could put in this paper was what I read and understood from the book and what I have been taught since I've been in the school. Now, I made some references. This title was taken from page number 14, volume 4 in Elohim, the Archetype Pattern of the Universe. It also is used on page 9, volume 2, paragraph 2 of the same book. Now, this is why I used the caption, because I saw it in the book. Now, when we had the controversy was as to whether Adam was a transgressor, as to whether he broke the law, whether he was involved in the transgression. That was the controversy. Now, the reason why the controversy came up was because the book so states that Adam, as Adam disobeyed the law of Yahweh and died, as the Israelites disobeyed the law of Yahweh and died. And it said in print, in fact, that Adam sinned and broke the law. Now, I understand the perspective and the allegory and the context in which the book is written in to show forth principles. But now, the perspective that I was trying to get across to the brother was, is that Adam, as the son of Yahweh in righteousness, being a figure of him that was to come, laid down his life for his bride and was not deceived. And the scripture so shows that he was numbered with the transgressor. Not that he was a transgressor, but that he was numbered with the transgressor. Now then, when I captioned the paper, the Adamic transgression, it wasn't a phrase that I coined, you follow, but it was the mystery that is illustrated on the quarter plate chart that we use in class. It's on the quarter plate chart in this book. And it is used in expression under the caption of "Is there life after death?" And also it's used in the explanation of the expulsion of Adam from the Garden of Eden. And I just couldn't understand why the paper was captioned wrong and was an error, when in fact the chart is labeled as such. So I would like a clarification on that if I could get it.
That's my indispensable duty to clarify that.
All right.
Now, there is depression. And I told you when we were writing the letter,
right.
I was the one that brought it up.
Right.
And I said that we do and have used it many times,
see,
probably in the book and on the floor, see,
right.
And probably on the charts and all. But it is wrong, definitely wrong, see. Now that's the clarification on it. Now, not that Adam didn't sin. He did sin. He did disobey. See? Because that is in the book. And you found it, I mean, in the Bible I'm talking about. See?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, his disobedience, see, was, it's not like people would think. In other words, all sin, a transgression, or sin is a transgression of the law. That's what a sin is.
Right.
See, I don't have no way to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
See? But now, you see, I have to explain it as it is in the Bible to keep the other fellow off of me as I properly should do, which we have not done. That's clear.
Mm-hmm.
See? And so, therefore, when you ask for it, that information, then I proceeded to correct and to rectify it myself, even though I did possess a knowledge that it's been often used and all the way around in school, but it's wrong just the same.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Well, that's fine and in order with me. I just want to get it from headquarters as to what it is. Now, Dr. Peter Cadeau, which is the director of Visual Aid Production, is making a 40-play chart. Now, am I in order to tell him that when he gets to plate number 15 on that chart, should he put as a caption Edenic transgression instead of Adamic transgression?
Well, it would be better to say that. I think that's what you said in the script, didn't you, Dr.?
Right, right.
It would be better to do it that way. Than to put it as it is on the 40-foot chart.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make some other corrections here, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, we've had to correct a whole lot of mistakes in there.
Mm-hmm.
There is, Dr. Dennis probably realizes that more so than I do, a whole lot of errors is in the first volume and also in the second volume.
Mm-hmm.
See, is that right?
Yeah, well over 200.
Well over 200. See? But the real thing about it is this. You see, what we want to do, and that brings me up to a place where I want to make a statement to you. Now, I noticed, and I followed you close yesterday, and everything that you said. And I approve everything that you said. And the reason why I did is because you've taken it from the Bible, see?
Mm-hmm.
See, you took it as it was laid down in the Bible. Now, in your comment that you wrote here, this letter that you wrote here, I point out one, it hasn't been brought up yet, see, about the reason why that Adam was had sinned in the garden or that was wrong was on the account of the name. There's something said about it. I don't remember the exact word.
Yeah, that's in the letter.
But I don't know what it said now.
Mm.
Tell me what it said.
I'll read this again. To proceed further with our explanation of the Adamic transgression, there are many cardinal points for us to remember. Remember, there is none other name under heaven given whereby we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other name, saving the name of Yahshua the Messiah. The rebellion against this name caused the expulsion of Adam from the garden. Yahshua's name represents understanding, wisdom, knowledge, obedience, and etc.
That'll do. See, now you see, Adam knew nothing. If you're going to take the sixth chapter of Exodus, see, Yahweh himself said that they didn't know his name.
See? So if they said that he didn't, if he said they didn't know his name, then that's making him dispute himself. Mm-hmm. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Now that brings me right back to where we were at a while ago about the Edenic, about the Adamic transgression. Yeah. Now listen, sin is a transgression of the law. Mm-hmm. Disobedience to the law is a transgression.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
But now for the sake of somebody understanding, see, because they're reading the Bible and everything that they can bring up against what you are saying,
mm-hmm.
you see, you must defend yourself in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me say this. If someone else, just like A.B. Trainer's book, a Bible, Holy Name Bible, now it makes statements in there different than what's in the King James Version of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you must do, you must either use it from the one or the other, mm-hmm. see, in order to be in harmony with some biblical statement, you see, or what is written in the scripture. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now if you don't do that, then somebody's going to come along and jump on you.
That's right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say you're teaching erroneous doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, I'll give you another point, so right on that score,
mm-hmm.
see? Now, I think it's in John, where it says, no man that ascended up to heaven, save he that came down from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You see? And it says, which is in heaven. Now, A.B. Trainers say this, said which, instead of saying is in heaven, meaning present tense,
mm-hmm.
see, he said was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that changed the complexion of it altogether. Well, now, if you see, if you were going to write something, and you was going to refer to it in his book, you see the point, then you have to put it as he has it in his book.
I see, I get your point now.
See,
all right.
Now if you're going to write it and write it with the King James quote, then you see you're going to have to put it as the King James, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say King James or the other different Bibles, you
mm-hmm.
see, are quotes that are taken from that.
I follow you.
You follow?
Mm-hmm. Well, then
now, did I clear?
Yes, you did, and I think that that is answering most of the questions that I had about the corrections. Because, as I said before, most of the things that I wrote about were taken from the book.
Yes, I realized that. At least
and,
I thought it.
And I should have, if I was going to write it, quote the entire sentence structure and state so the page and the volume and what have you in the paper.
Yes.
So that it would be known where the information
That's right.
is coming from.
That's right.
Now, for an example, you know, to clarify what I'm saying, I think it was in the letter here, it says, you made statements which can be challenged by those versed in the contents of the Bible. In other words, the reason why this is important is that the mystery of iniquity which caused the fall of Adam is an invisible spirit creature. Page 1, line 12. Whereas Adam's fall was simply caused by his disobedience.
Just a minute there.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you just said there, with the remainder of the sentence, repeat it again and I'll stop you.
The reason why this is important is that the mystery of iniquity...
Right there. Mm-hmm. You see, the mystery of iniquity. Mm-hmm. Now, you see, Adam, see, there was no mystery of iniquity with him. See, he was not deceived. So there couldn't be no mystery of iniquity with him. It was with the woman. You follow?
Yeah.
He knew well, you see, that, you see, that what was said about him touching the tree and so forth and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was said to the woman about trimming no trees or looking after the garden, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, she didn't have a delegated responsibility there.
Mm-hmm.
That's so far as the keeping of the garden is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But I have a question.
Oh, shoot.
And I suppose what makes a difference is the complete quotation, because I took this from an excerpt on page 14. And this probably what makes the difference. I just want to get it clarified. It says, this is page 14, volume 4, and it's under the caption of the fall of Lucifer, and then Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. After Elohim had finished the physical creation, this veil, invisible angelic creature, Lucifer, entered the Garden of Eden, and Moses referred to him as the serpent in Genesis 3:1 as follows. Mm-hmm. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Elohim had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath Elohim said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Revelation 12:9. I have a question about that too. The serpent appearing in this condition or apparitional form in the most earthly, most holy place, Garden of Eden, near the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Lucifer, or the serpent, deceived Eve by persuading her to touch and eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and gave it to her husband, Genesis 2:16 through 17, which brought about the transgression and fall of Adam, and caused his expulsion from the Garden of Eden, as shown in plate 15, and compared to the pattern plate number 1, and also plate number 14. Now, I can see my mistake in this, because what I did is that is I drew out a portion of this particular explanation, and I just capsuled the statement and put it in the paper. Whereas, if I was going to quote from the book, perhaps maybe I should have taken the whole expression and included the woman in it so that one could understand what I was talking about.
Yes, you see, it is pointed to the woman there, not the man. In the third chapter of Genesis, I mean being deceived and in the transgression.
Mm.
You follow what I mean?
Yes, sir, but...
See, the devil asked her, I'll put it that way, see. What did he say? He knew what Yahweh had said.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And she told him what Yahweh had said.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? And he said, you shall not surely die.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? Now, there could be a follow-up on that. I don't know whether I put it in the book or not.
Yes, it's in here.
Well, I don't know whether it did or not. See? Because it would be over here in what you call the New Testament, or the other fellow calls the New Testament,
mm-hmm.
in the 16th chapter, I think it is, or the 17th chapter of Matthew, the expression from Peter,
mm-hmm.
you shall not surely die,
mm-hmm.
or you shall die, you shall die an old death, or something like that.
Which is 16th chapter.
16th chapter,
yeah.
And what verse?
Read it so we can have
it as a recording. See, mm-hmm. Read it. See, the reason why I'm talking the subject here is because that's the same spirit that was in the garden back there. See,
mm-hmm.
the same devil. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not a new one, but the same devil. See,
mm-hmm.
and when Yahshua talked about dying or death. See, that how he must go and be crucified and so forth and so on. Peter said, you won't die no death. You see,
mm-hmm.
the point? See, that was the same devil that said Eve back there, you won't die. You see
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what verse is that?
22nd verse. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Rabbi, this shall not be unto thee.
Did it say about the death there?
Not in the
holy
name, by
the way. Well, this is why I tell you. You see, these quotes from one place or the other, you see,
mm.
oftentimes, you see, unless you say what Bible you quote from, We don't do it. We don't do it half the time like we should. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
You see. I'll say this too on that. See, there's millions, probably billions of people that don't have the Holy Name Bible. The majority of the people that have the Holy Name Bible that is known to us, we have sent it to them. We bought it and sent it to them. Now, there may be some others that we don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm speaking primarily of the ministry, see,
mm-hmm.
and important VIPs. You understand mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
That's it.
See? But we do know those because we sent them to them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You follow?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the thing that we must all be conscious of and realize at all times. Be conscious of this, see. The devil is saying and doing everything that he can do, see, to impede and to tear up, see. And then I want you to know this too. Yahweh is giving him power
right.
to do it with.
Mm-hmm.
See, and he's also giving his ministers power.
Okay.
You see, and knowledge to offset it and to preach Yahweh and his fullness and his completeness. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, Rip, let me give you a piece of advice
mm-hmm.
that I think will help in time to come, see. Now, these controversies that you have there in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's necessary to go to all this trouble about.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See? Now, here's why I don't think it's necessary. You have a Bible there.
Mm-hmm.
See? And see, to have a Bible there, see, you have one there just like we have here.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And it will say the same thing and one will say the same thing as the other. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where a problem can arise is just like we just said there about the Edenic trend or the Adamic transgression.
Mm-hmm.
Now that can bring up a problem, which mm-hmm. it has. You see what
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about?
That's right.
See? But the real truth about it, if it's analyzed on down,
mm-hmm.
you see, analyzed on down, it was Adamic transgression, because sin is a transgression, or disobedience is a transgression.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now he willfully did that. Now I'll say another thing too. Right in conjunction with that.
Mm-hmm.
And this should be understood too. Paul, I believe, says, you might have to look in the commentary and find it. But Paul says that he was made to be sin for us.
Mm-hmm.
Who did no sin. He was made to be sin for us that we might be the righteousness of Elohim and him. You understand? Mm-hmm. See? Now that's in your Bible in Chicago, it's in everybody's Bible all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
See, then whenever these things come up,
mm-hmm.
see, and there should and always going to be some kind of a controversy.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, for example, it says now when the sons of God, I put it as they put it, you know, comes to present Job, to present him the devil, before the devil come also, see? Now you are never going to have no meeting. You see?
That's right.
Well, what the devil ain't going to be present. And you are not going to be able to satisfy him, you understand, with your interpretations of the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He ain't going to, for example, let's put it like this. Jesus said, I'm talking out of the King James Version mm-hmm. of the Bible, said that he come to fulfill. The devil said he didn't do that. He said he come to institute.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
See, they don't need to write down here and call us or go to no unnecessary trouble to find out about that. You got a book.
Mm-hmm.
See? Take it and stand on it.
All right.
You see? So that's where you fix that. See? Well, and then that'll eliminate so much problems.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll reconcile things much better
mm-hmm.
than what it would be. If you try to apply this and apply that and apply the other and interpret this and interpret that, and see, you ain't going to never be able to satisfy him.
Mm-hmm.
The devil, you see what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be an opposer.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? And always going to be present.
Mm-hmm.
So don't expect to, don't expect this meeting, nor no other meeting, to clear up things, because they're not going to do it. Good. And remember this, too. We have just as much or more controversy here than you or I ever had in Chicago.
That's right.
Well, my main objective, as I said before, even though I've been raised up, I have not reached absolute perfection in my understanding. And when I think I need some direction, I think that the only place that I can go is the source from whence I received it.
Well, good.
And that's why I'm here. You know what I'm talking
that's
about?
Right.
See?
That's correct. But the only thing I'm telling you, Rick, now you said you build to the source. Now I'm saying to you, as being the source, don't put yourself to all that unnecessary trouble when you got a bad one knife in the head and get it over with.
All right.
See?
All right.
For example, if it says that he was fulfilling and not instituting, you see what I'm talking about? That he was fulfilling and not instituting. So he can blame right all the hell he wants to about it, but that's the way it is. You follow?
I follow you.
See, and you don't have to come down here to see us or call us or write no letter about it. You see? Now, let me clear this up, too. In that book, Dr. Dennis just said, there's how many was in both Bibles, number one and number two. And there's a
and
note, I think, in this last volume.
On the first page of this volume in there.
That's right. See, the very first page, right now, there's an error. See? Now, here's what I'm saying. See, when it comes to infallibility and perfection in printing and so forth and so on, see, typographical errors and all like that, see, and then statements like we just made there about the captions and all, see, even though they're present up there on the chart. You follow what I mean? You see? And now, it could have been said around the other way. Then it would have been in conjunction in harmony with what you had written in the book. Because what you have written in the Bible, Paul is explaining the thing, you see. What he's intending to show is this. He's showing that the woman was deceived, not Adam. See, within the transgression. See, then Adam disobeyed or sinned or transgressed. See, you follow? See, in that, he simply taking that on account of his bride or on account of his wife.
Well, see, can I ask?
Now that was in the purpose, and that was in the plan to begin with.
Well, Dr. Kinley, can that be used, or can it be understood as a paradox?
Well, when you say a paradox is a thing that seems to be one way, and although it can be taken another.
Yeah.
That's what a paradox is. No, I wouldn't say that. It could be used as such. But I wouldn't use it as such. You see, for this reason, you have a full quotation in Romans 5:14. See, by the disobedience of one man, you see, disobedience. That word disobedience is sufficient. See, without going into a whole lot of preliminaries of paradoxes and so forth and so on, you see, it caused a long, drawn-out something of it, you see, which more than likely, you have a whole lot of errors in that, and a whole lot of misunderstandings in the drawn-out situation. That's what we're dealing with here now, see.
Well, the reason why I'm asking this question is because you've taught us to be polytechnical in our expressions and also in our analysis. You've taught us to be that.
That's right.
Now, it says that Adam, according to Luke 3:38, is the son of Yahweh. All right, now if you're saying blatantly that he sinned and transgressed, and in that same particular quotation it says that he is a figure of him that was to come, then if you just take it one way, and he's a figure of him that was to come, then you would make Yahshua the Messiah transgressor, wouldn't you?
No, it's just here. Now, I explained that. I'm going to repeat.
All
right. See, I said that Eve was in the transgression. And Adam partaken of the fruit of the tree. because of his pride. And I went on and carried on further back and showed you that that was a thing that was even before the foundation of the world.
Mm.
See? Yahweh knew what Adam was going to do, the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it was purpose for him to do what he done.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now he was made to be responsible. You see, I'm talking about the Creator now. You see, he was made to be responsible. Creator, I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
I hear you.
See, for the thing that he had created.
Mm-hmm.
Your father.
Mm-hmm.
Created the man. Told the man. See, and he...